being a sportsman, you know what competition's really like. Now, how has the Music Means Life competition been for you?
The other day, it was very daunting, actually, to have to sit in front of a stage with some fantastic artists blasting their tunes out. For me to have to comment musically on them, it was tough, actually, but it was a great evening, and to have such high standard of sort of artists from the Northeast was fantastic.
Would you say you had a musical ear, Tom?
I like listening to it. I'm completely tone deaf when it comes to singing and anything like that, but there were some great bands and great individual singers on Thursday night, and apparently this Thursday in the semi the standard's equally as high, so we'll look forward to that.
Did you enjoy being on the judging panel? Is it an experience that you'll remember?
Yeah, we were trying to decide whether we were going to go down the whole sort of Simon Cowell route or not.
Who's going to be the nasty one?
Yeah, we went down the nice route.
Yeah.
Because I decided I couldn't actually criticise anyone musically. Not that I would have needed to on Thursday night, but it was a fantastic evening, and I really enjoyed it.
What was the feeling like on the judging panel? Did you all get along with one another?
Yeah, definitely. I've met Anthony Hutton before, but I hadn't met Liam McGough from Big Brother. And then there was Melissa and Michael, who were from The Ward in Newcastle. And then we all got on really well. I think we were slightly daunted by the task, but I think we did okay.
What does it actually mean to you? Why did you get involved with the Music Means Life?
I originally first met Claire on the ward in the RVI. A few of us from Newcastle Falcons went into the children's ward and paid a visit just before Christmas. I've been in before. I was a lot younger, and it didn't really have the same effect on me as it did this time. It sort of inspired me to backside and do something about it, so as much as I can. I said to Claire on that day that, you know, I was willing to help in any way I could, and she got in touch and put me in touch with Gary Thompson,
and the
Music Means
history.
Life was on the cards, and they asked me whether it was something I would like to be involved in, and cancer is close to my heart because my mum's had it and recovered from it, and my grandparents had died from it. So, you know, it's something that I sort of understand what effect.
Sort of passionate
it can
about
have. You know, it was just nice to be able to, you know, try and help out in some way.
Because obviously, you're a generous man yourself. You've got some other plans for charity in the future. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about what they are?
I sort of let myself in for a cycle ride, which is about 600 miles. It's from Newcastle to
Twickenham. Oh, that's nothing.
By every Premiership club in the country. We're looking to do that towards the end of May for the Just for Kids charity. Been out this morning with Gary trying to get a few more things sorted in terms of getting things organised for the event. I've actually been looking at some of the saddles that I've got to sit on, and they don't look very comfortable.
They'll soon get uncomfortable after about 50 miles or so.
When you've got 600
That's it, you know. And have you ever actually done anything like this before? Are you a keen cyclist?
No, I hate it.
So this is an extra challenge for you then?
Exactly.
And why not?
It's not something, I mean, we spend quite a bit of time on bikes in the gym or whatever, but, you know, it's probably about 10 minutes, not the duration.
How long are you expecting it to take you?
Well, I've given myself a target of 6 nights, 7 days.
It would take me about six years, 7 days, I think, to do that for me.
I'm hoping to get around 100 miles a day. Some pretty heavy pedalling, but we'll see how we get on.
Now, I hear that your wife, Kate, will be doing makeup at the final. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, she's actually just got back from London this weekend. She's doing a film and theatre makeup course at the Ealing Studios in London. Been down there for 3 months. She's looking forward to going along to the Music Means Life. I got her on the website the other day, and we were listening to some of the guys that are entering the competition. And, you know, she's really looking forward to going along on the final and putting some of the makeup on the guys. Also listening to an offer.
The music. Well, I think I'm going to get myself down on Thursday as well, because it seems like it's going to be a massive treat for everyone who goes.
Oh, it's brilliant. Like, I couldn't believe the standard of it, and pretty much gobsmacked by how good some of the artists were. So.
It's a shame that everyone can't win, because everyone's so good that it's really difficult to choose from the ones that actually have performed.
I think that was the hardest thing. Obviously, there was 12 guys that we had to choose from. You know, we could only put a certain amount through, so some pretty disappointed people. And when they're not very far away from you, it's not a great position to be in. I've got a website that I'm just starting up, which is aimed at grassroots rugby. I'm all for doing stuff while I'm still playing. You know, take my mind off the pressures of playing on the field, but also get something in line for when I finish playing.
Sort of planting a seed and just watching it grow, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's called everythingrugby.com. We've got clubs and junior sections from all over the country taking part, putting news on, building their own websites. It's all
excellent.
For free. We're working hard on that as well. So, you know, I've been pretty busy. I'd like to think that it's sort of helped me perform on the field as well by taking my mind off what's going on the pitch at the moment. You know, it's been a pretty...
It's always nice
time.
To get involved with things that you know is going to help change people's lives and stuff like that. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been quite lucky. You know, there's not many people that have been at one club for, you know, I've been up here for 10 years now. There's not many people around that have spent so long at one club. And I've been pretty well done to by the game of rugby. So, you know, I think anything that I can put back into it is from my point of view, is I can show my sort of gratitude to the game.
Just want to thank you publicly from Gary and I, because it's through people like you that we're able to get the publicity and the people there. So thank you very much, Tom.
It's not a problem. As I've said to you, Claire, I don't really see myself as being sort of someone that can get people to come in and do things. But, you know, if I can be of any help, then
it's always appreciated.
We're
as well.
Really grateful. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks for taking the time to speak to Lionheart Radio as well, Tom.
No problem.
And I wish you all the best for the future and for the bicycle ride as well. Because I couldn't do that. So
we'll find out whether I can.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Tom. Cheers.
Not a problem. Bye. Cheers. Bye.